This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 20th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan scheme from his parliamentary constituency Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh today. In this installment, 20,500 crore rupees will be disbursed to over 9 crore 70 lakh farmers. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 2,200 crore rupees. We have more from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will transfer 20,500 crore rupees directly to the bank accounts of over 9 crore 70 lakh farmers across country under the 20th installment of the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme from Varanasi today. PM will also inaugurate key infrastructure projects including the widening and strengthening of the Varanasi Bhadohi Road and Chitauni Shul Tankeswar Road and a railway overbridge at Hardatpur to ease traffic on the Mohan Sarai Adalpura Road. Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of various works under the Smart Distribution Project and undergrounding of electrical infrastructure worth over 880 crore rupees. PM will also inaugurate the redevelopment of 8 riverfront and lay the foundation stone for water purification and maintenance work at various kunds along with the installation of 4 floating pujan platforms. Under the Jal Jeevan Mission, 47 rural drinking water schemes will also be inaugurated. In addition, Varanasi MP will also launch several new projects related to education, healthcare, tourism and cultural heritage. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Varanasi.
Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has informed that 73 major stations facing rush situations will have a station director empowered to take on-the-spot decongesting decisions during the festive rush. Mr. Vaishnaw stated this in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha yesterday. He said railways will enhance crowd management with wider foot-over bridges and creation of permanent holding areas outside the stations. He informed that the pilot project for holding area is in progress at 5 stations. In Jammu and Kashmir, a terrorist has been killed in an ongoing encounter with security forces in the Akhal Devsar area of Kulgam district this morning. The encounter began last evening after specific information about the presence of terrorists in the area. The joint operation was launched by the Army, J&K Police and the CRPF. Intermittent and intense firefight continued through the night. The External Affairs Ministry has said the sourcing of India's defence requirements is determined solely by country's national security imperatives and strategic assessments. The ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said this while briefing media in New Delhi last evening in reply to a query on defence procurements. On energy sourcing, the spokesperson asserted that New Delhi is guided by what is on offer in the markets and by the prevailing global circumstances.
India and the United States share a comprehensive global strategic partnership anchored in shared interests, democratic values, and robust people-to-people ties. This partnership has weathered several transitions and challenges. We remain focused on the substantive agenda that the two countries have committed to and are confident that the relationship will continue to move forward.
U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he has ordered 2 nuclear submarines to be positioned in the appropriate regions in response to remarks by former Russian president and current deputy head of Russia's Security Council, Dmitry Medvedev. He did not reveal where the 2 submarines were being deployed in keeping with U.S. military protocol. The move comes after Mr. Medvedev recently threatened the United States in response to President Trump's ultimatums to Moscow to agree to a ceasefire in Ukraine or face tough sanctions. In cricket, India will resume their second innings against host England on day 3 of the 5th and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London today. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India were 75 for 2 on yesterday at stumps with a lead of 52 runs. Indian Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Assam, Meghalaya, West Bengal and Sikkim today. It has also predicted very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh and Bihar. Heavy rainfall is likely over Chhattisgarh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Kerala, Mahe, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand for the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.